Hi, my name is Robert.
And my name is Noah.
And we're the Esky Bros. Thanks for tuning in to watch. Today, we will be talking about Pascal's wager. A little backstory on Blaise Pascal. He was a 17th century philosopher and mathematician, born June 19, 1623, and died at the age of 39 from stomach cancer. He also invented things like the Pascalian calculator, which was capable of doing simple math like addition and subtraction, although through the repetitive process, multiplication and division were available to use as well.
Now, on to his wager. Pascal says, and I quote, "One cannot come to the knowledge of God's existence through reason alone. So the wise thing to do is to live your life as if God does exist, because such a life has everything to gain and nothing to lose. If we live as though God exists, and he does indeed exist, we have gained heaven. However, if he doesn't exist, we have lost nothing. If, on the other hand, we live as though God does not exist, and he really does exist, we have gained eternal damnation through hell and punishment, and have lost heaven and bliss."
So from this quote, we believe that Pascal had the idea that the belief in God was good and that non-belief was bad, for the simple fact that you would much rather choose heaven over hell.
One issue with Pascal's wager is that there could be a God that might reward honest disbelief and punish blind or untrue faith, as said by Richard Dawkins in the following quote.
In an interview with Dawkins, Playboy asked, "So you aren't taking Pascal up on his wager? He was the 17th century philosopher who argued it's a smarter bet to believe in God, because if you're wrong," to which Dawkins abruptly responded, "The cost of failure is very high. But what if you choose the wrong God to believe in? What if you get up there and it's not Jehovah, but Baal? And even if you pick the right God, why should God be so obsessive about you believing in him? Plus, any God worth its salt is going to realize you're fiending. The odds are extremely low. But nevertheless, it's worth it because the reward is extremely high. But you may also be wasting your life. You go to church every Sunday, you do penance, and you wear sackcloth and ashes. You have a horrible life. And then you die, and that's it."
That sounds rather depressing. Regardless, whether God exists, believing in God is good for us and the right thing to do, according to the wager. If God exists, this quote, then theists will enjoy eternal bliss, while atheists will suffer eternal damnation. If God does not exist, then theists will enjoy finite happiness before they die, and atheists will enjoy finite happiness as well. Though not so much, because they will experience angst rather than the comforts of religion. Regardless of whether God exists, then theists have it better than atheists. Hence, belief in God is the most rational belief to have, end quote. On to another subtopic. Another issue we have with Pascal's wager is that it is not a true relationship to God in the traditional sense. In a true one, you must go through actual change and really believe and feel in your connection, whereas this is more so to cover your own ass. You should actually have love for your belief and not do it simply blindly or for reward, because there is no true belief in that. You're simply scared. Interview with Mr. Noldy. So to start off, do you believe in God? If so, why?
Yes, I do wholeheartedly for two main reasons. I was diagnosed with a deadly cancer 4 years ago. I shouldn't be standing here today, and I attribute that to God and Jesus. And my other reason is when I was in my early 20s, I met a guy who was living in Escanaba. His name was Irv Hool, and he had the stigmata in his, basically the holes in his hands, and they would come and go. And every night they would come at like midnight, and I got to see it from my own eyes. He would just lay there in pain and yelling out. And then he laid hands on people and healed them. So those are the two main reasons.
That's good reasons.
Yeah.
Well, after hearing about Pascal's wager, what are your thoughts on that? How do you feel about it?
You know, I guess I believe that wholeheartedly as well. I've heard and seen that in writing before, and I didn't equate it to Pascal's wager, but yeah, I believe you might as well believe in God and live like he exists, and if you're wrong in the end, oh well, versus the other way.
So, do you agree with the wager then? I assume yes.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for your time.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for
My
your
pleasure.
Time.
My pleasure.